This is Entrepreneur Radio. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Boy, don't we all need a stepping stone of wisdom. That's what this show is about. That's what our brand is about. Life is a journey, and every now and then, you come to a little river, and you look for those stepping stones of wisdom. Somebody hopefully says, not that one, that's an alligator. It happens. Okay, our guest today, starting out, is my friend Tony Child. He is CEO and founder of Elevated Worldwide. You can find Tony at tonychild.com, real simple. He is a world-renowned speaker, coach, and trainer. Tony is one of the leading experts on human performance and change management. So I'm going to call him a change agent. There's a deep process to change, and Tony helps you go through that deep subconscious level and helps you to engage with what he teaches and dive into this process deeply. Because if you don't, then you really don't want to change. You know what I say, Tony, welcome to the show, is it? If you like your demons,
thank you.
It's hard to get rid of them. You know what I mean? So change, yeah. Change agents are important, and you are one. You have this special thing that you do, and you and I have talked about it before, which is to help people understand that, first of all, in life, it's really important for us to find and understand and appreciate what gratitude is. Can we start there?
For sure.
So what do you teach when it comes to gratitude? How do you help somebody to find gratitude in their life? Just curious.
So first of all, thank you for having me on the show today. I'm certainly excited. And, you know, your little intro there said brilliant leaders. And I'm like, man, I got to be titled into that today. That's really cool. So I'm grateful for that I'm titled a brilliant leader today. And really, it's just that. It's the ability to see life through a lens of what I do have instead of what I don't have. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people that live in the world today with this idea of everything that they don't have. And social media doesn't do us any justice on that. Because we tend to, again, look even through the lens of social media, through all the things that we don't have, the places we're not visiting. And when we begin to see life through this idea of what I don't have, I call that lack. And it plagues a lot of people today.
You know, it's funny. What you just described there about social media is called FOMO, F-O-M-O, fear of missing out. And right now, a lot of us, because of this COVID virus and all of the lockdowns and the shut-ins that we're having to experience, we are all having FOMO, fear of missing out, because we are missing out. The sad thing is we're missing out on something as simple as life. We can't just live our lives right now. So we have an extreme case of FOMO going on from people, and it's justified at this point. It's not like, you know, I mean, what you were talking about there is, you know, oh, I don't have as nice a car as Fred. Fred just got a new Porsche. And I only have a Datsun, you know, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And, or, you know, John down the street has a bigger, better house. Oh, you know, that kind of, that's one thing. That's envy. That's one of those things that is, you know, kind of ugly. But when you just have a fear of missing out on regular everyday life, this whole thing about gratitude, it's like you said, there's an old saying that says, I was sad when I had no shoes till I saw a man that had no feet. All of a sudden, you appreciate being barefooted because you got feet. That guy doesn't even have feet. That's like having gratitude for what you actually have, even if it's not much, right?
Yeah. And sometimes we don't appreciate life until that life is taken from us, you know, and we'll get into this probably a little bit, but like I won't fully appreciate my eyesight unless I went blind.
Right.
I wouldn't fully appreciate my hearing unless by some chance in my life I went deaf. Like to fully appreciate it. Sometimes we have to go through it. And I look at this whole COVID-19 thing and it's like, yeah, I'm missing sports right now. I'm not going to lie. I'm a sports junkie. So I miss watching sports on TV or in person. But what I have gained is the relationships with my boys, you know, being able to go out and play sports in the front yard. We make our own games. We make our own stuff. And these were things that I've had all along, but I didn't see it.
Yeah.
I didn't, because we were so focused on the other sports that we didn't focus on the most meaningful, which are the relationships right in front of us.
Well, don't go anywhere. I got to take a break and music playing. But you know what? I noticed what you posted on Facebook the other day with your little boy sleeping with you. That was precious, baby. Let's find those precious moments, people. We're talking with Tony Child. Don't go anywhere, Tony. Elevated Worldwide, TonyChild.com. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. We'll be right back.
You took all the cheese and put them in a cheese museum. And you charged the people a dollar and a half to see them. No, 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 don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you
Stay
got.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, I will tell you that the day I met Tony Child, I learned a little something that I walked away with, and I felt that the man had given me a gift. That's what I look for in people in business, is that even though my hands may be empty, my heart feels full. My mind and my soul feel enriched. And that's the kind of stuff that my friend Tony Child does, CEO and founder of Elevated Worldwide. Tony, you talked about signs of lack and the lack mindset. I'd like to kind of explore that just a little bit. As you are a change agent, and that's what you're doing, you're going to help us change. What did you say? How did we say that? It was something about change management. I had not
change
ever heard
management.
Yeah, not ever really heard of it put like that before. I'd heard change agent. I go, oh, Tony's a change agent. So let's talk about this whole lack and the mindset of lack and maybe change people's mind a little bit.
So here's just a few signs. If you're a listener out there and you're like, well, how do I know if I'm in lack? One is your brain is trained to go to the worst case scenario when something happens. So just think about like when this whole COVID-19 thing happened, or you know, you lose a job or whatever it might be, like where does your brain go? And for most people, it goes to the absolute worst thing that can happen instead of training the brain to go to, well, what's the best case scenario here? What's the best thing that can happen? And you've got to train your brain to be able to do that. So that's one sign that people are in lack. The obvious sign, though, that people are in lack is this idea that there's not enough. And so just quickly answer yourself one of these questions. Over the last 2 weeks, have you thought or felt that there's not enough love in your life, not enough hours in the day to get everything done you need to get done, that there's not enough money in your bank account to buy that or to take that vacation, there's not enough health in your body to run the marathon or to make the hike, there's not enough resources in your job to get your job done, or quite frankly, just looking in the mirror and thinking to yourself, man, that person isn't smart enough, pretty enough, skinny enough, talented enough, whatever it might be. It's living life through a lens of not enough. That, to me, is the biggest sign somebody is in lack or this idea that there's not enough. Those are a couple that I would share with you.
Yeah, no. This is very good. I'm actually taking notes because you are literally describing certain people. How do you describe somebody? And you, I mean, I'm taking notes because I want to go right to that person and say, read this. You know, worst case scenario, not enough attitude, you know, fear of missing out, you know, the FOMO attitude kind of thing. This is a lack
a big one,
mindset. Yes.
A big one is constant comparison.
Ooh.
You're constantly comparing. I'm not good enough. They're better than me. I'm better than them. I got to have something better than that person. So it's this constant comparison. And that's why, quite frankly, social media hurts in many cases is because we're constantly comparing ourselves against other people.
Mm. If you are hearing this and he is describing you, this show should help you because we're going to take another break here in about a minute and a half. But that is what is so important here is in this time of the world's history, we have something going on called psychological warfare because we can't know who to believe anymore. It's like, well, one day they tell us to wear a mask, and then the same guy that told me to wear a mask one day tells me I don't need to wear a mask, but then now there's a new scientist that says I got to wear a mask, and it's like, you know, it's like there's confusion. Well, I believe that we all must start with finding out and loving what we are, who we are, what we stand for, and self-introspection, looking inward for some of these answers. And when you just described these things, worst case scenario type of person, not enough attitude, constantly comparing, this type of a lens of life does that to us. It tends to make us, instead of making us better, it makes us bitter. And that bitterness is what other people can see as you walk through your life. And I got to say, this is a very important show today because I'm going to take notes down and I'm going to go have a talk with a couple of people that I know that are living that certain kind of a life that is a negative life that does not do them any good. They're not going to live a minute longer. They're not going to find happiness living in this negativity, looking at life through the lens that Tony Child is right now talking about. Again, you can find out more about Tony Child at his name, TonyChild.com, Elevated Worldwide. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more.
I need you right now. So don't let me down. I think I'm losing my mind now. It's in my head. Darling, I hope that you'll be here when I need you the most.
Can't get enough of Entrepreneur Weekly? Check out our podcast on iTunes for even more content. Subscribe today. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
And my guest today is my friend Tony Child, CEO and founder of Elevated Worldwide. Tony Child on the web, TonyChild.com. You know, this is serious, you guys. During this perilous time in the history of our world and in the history of our own personal lives, we really need to find ourselves as entrepreneurs, just as human beings. As a man, as a woman, as a young man or woman, finding yourself and really knowing what your purpose is in life needs to be your first, that's like job one. And during the commercial break, I said to Tony, I said, my goodness gracious, this worst case scenario, not enough attitude, you know, this lens of life people look through with the negativity. I said, that's half the world. And Tony, you said, what?
I said that it's actually about 85% of the world, according to actual research here.
That is so sad, Tony. That is just unbelievably sad that people live with that lens on. It's like, it's not a rose-colored glasses. It's literally muddy, poop-colored glasses. It's horrible. How can you live that way, people? I mean, I'm not saying that you do, but, you know, if the shoe fits, where is it? Okay, let's talk about now signs of an abundant mindset, because we talked about gratitude. So let's get to how to make some changes and what are signs of an abundant mindset.
It's really the opposite of everything that I shared on the other segment. So instead of my brain going to worst case scenario, it might try to go there, but I've been able to train it to say, okay, well, that's the worst thing that can happen, but I'm not going to let that happen. So what's the best thing that can happen? So I trained my brain to go to the best case scenario. Instead of constantly comparing yourself with other people, you just get into this battle now where it's like, you know what? I just need to show up as the best version of Tony. You know, I just need to show up as the best version of me. I don't need to be anybody else. We have enough Alan Taylors in the world. Like, I just need to be Tony Child. And I just need to be the best version of me.
Right.
And so it's a person with a very strong self-image. They just realize that I don't need to compete with anyone. I just need to be better than I was yesterday. And then training the brain to see life through a lens of there's always enough.
All right. How do we do that? How do we do that?
So much love in my life.
Yeah. So how do we do that?
So that gets into the practice of gratitude. And there's a bunch of research that's out there that shows that when you are grateful and truly grateful, not just like, I just write down a couple things I'm grateful for every day, but you write down what you're grateful for. You got to get into that feeling of like, wow, you just get this feeling of awe. And you do that every day, you'll begin to see your life shift. And I actually have a statement that I've created that those that go through any of my programs, they read it. But I rewire the brain. So when we talk about change agent or change management, I'm all about positive psychology. And I want to change somebody from practicing gratitude to being grateful. Mm. And there's a big difference between doing gratitude and being grateful. And so all the stuff that I do, it's to train the brain to do that. So it's repetition, lots of repetition of who you are instead of who you're not, and a lot of repetition of what you have in your life instead of what you don't have. And as you do that over time, you begin to shift that lens. But it takes time.
Like
not an overnight type thing.
Well, no, of course nothing is. I mean, even just to change your habits, it takes like, I don't know what they say, 3 weeks or whatever of doing the same new habit to train yourself. So yeah, there's science behind it, like you said. But do you have a workshop? What do you have, a worksheet? Do you have, you know, your website? I mean, because people clearly, you know, and I didn't mean to say, you know, how can you live like that? It's more like, how can we live like that? But
yeah,
fortunately,
yeah.
I have found gratitude and I know how to be grateful, but I am only one. And the idea here is that we can duplicate this. If it's not duplicatable, then we're just, you know, wasting our time. It is duplicatable because that's what you do. So what is the training mm-hmm. method? And just give me a minute and we'll send people to the website, of course, but what is that?
Yeah, so the training method is really simple. I create a statement. It's an affirmative statement that abundance surrounds me everywhere. I have an abundance of all good things in my life. So it's about a page long. It takes about 3 minutes to read. You read it out loud every day. Your own voice is the most important voice. Mm. And what that's doing is it's rewiring the subconscious programming in the brain when you read something out loud versus just in your head. So we have you read a statement out loud. We have you listen to audios every day, daily audios. So this is a 30-day program that literally after about 24, 25 days, I've had people come to me and like, Tony, I'm totally seeing life differently. Like, I've never thought this way before. I've never felt this way before. I'm happier. And so that's the ultimate goal, is just finding happiness. So that's the process. It's a daily process of repetition, reading something, listening to something, writing things, and that just rewires the brain.
What about Gratishift?
Okay.
Talk about Gratishift.
So Gratishift is a word that I created a few years back, and it's a term that I use with people, and it's shifting the lens of life from not enough to always enough. And it happens through gratitude. So gratitude is the shift that happens in a person when they start seeing life through a lens of always enough. That's the term Gratishift.
Well, I can tell you right now, we need more Tony Childs in the world. So if we can help teach people how to find this gratitude and how to be grateful and to live in that grateful state of mind instead of that negativity, the worst case scenario, not enough, comparing everybody constantly through that dirty lens, I think that you will have left a mark on this world that is noble. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
I hope you guys will go see TonyChild.com on the web. TonyChild.com. I'm Alan Taylor. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, our next guest is another friend of mine. She is a global leader for health and wellness, a beauty brand. She's a rock star there, but she's also an author. More importantly, she's my friend. Author of the book LOL. I have it on my shelf. We'll talk about that. Her newest book out, Gather, Together Women Change the World. Christy Dreiling is her name. Hi, Christy. Long time no talk.
Oh, hey, Alan. It's so great to be here with all of you today. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So first of all, the world knows LOL as laugh out loud, but to Christy Dreiling, it's always meant a little something different, even to the point that you wrote a book, LOL. Talk about that.
Yeah. Well, years ago, I was actually emailing a good friend of mine, Bob Berg, who wrote a great book called The Go-Giver. And we were doing a business deal, and at the end of my message, I wrote LOL. And he responds back to me, and he says, Christy, I just don't understand what's so funny. Can you explain? And I sent him a message back, and I said, well, Bob, I do send you lots of love. And not, 2 minutes later, I get a phone call from him. He's like, Christy, I'm rolling on the ground, laughing, so flipping hard. LOL, sweetie, means laugh out loud, not lots of love. And I said, Bob, I've signed every text and every email for 8 years with LOL. And he's just laughing, and you know, everything was fun and games, but then Thanksgiving was around the corner after this little incident, and I was sitting with my sister, and I said, "Oh, Carol, you won't believe what I've done this time. Listen to this story." And I told her the story. And all of a sudden, she starts crying. And I'm like, "What are you crying for?" And she goes, "Well, do you remember when I sent you that email a couple years ago? And I said, 'Hey, sis, I think I want to be a life coach. What do you think?' And I said, 'You would be absolutely amazing, LOL.
Oh, no.
She said, "Yeah," she said, "I never did it because I thought if you didn't believe in me, nobody would."
Oh, my gosh. Look at that. A tiny little misunderstanding kind of a thing. Look what the impact and the ripple effect is. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's my question. You know, one of my leaders said to me, she's like, "Christy, well, I would just laugh at every email you sent me because I thought you were trying to get me to release endorphins or something." And I'm like, "What?"
Oh my gosh.
Like, no one called me out on it for 8 years.
Well, isn't that bizarre, right? Because that's one of those things. You meant lots of love, and everybody thought you were like laugh out loud, which you are one of those people that every time I see you have a smile on your face. You know, our last guest, Tony Child, talked about living in gratitude. I have watched you over the years go through some good times and some bad times, but no matter what, you always look at the glass as being half full, and you always have a smile. You always offer a smile, even if you're feeling pain inside. So, you know, let's talk about this a little bit. First of all, let's start with, you know, the book LOL. It's still available on Amazon, I take it, right?
Yes, it is.
And what's it about for people? Because I want to also talk about Gather, but let's give a little bit up front here. What's LOL about?
Well, it's really truly about gratitude, and, you know, passion for speaking about gratitude is really what my whole life's been about.
Right.
And that's why I have a smile on my face the majority of the time, because my mom, she had me at 15, and we lived in a car behind a Pizza Hut off and on with fathers that were drug addictive and abusive. I was on welfare most of my life. And so the book is really a rags to riches story of me and my mother. She was like an Erin Brockovich in a way, you know, like, I remember times when I was little, because she wound up finally working at the Pizza Hut, and she married the manager of the Pizza Hut, ironically, but she would purposely mess up pizzas and put them in the car, and we would sleep at the lake at night, and we would be on top of her roof and with a pizza, and we laid there and looked at the stars at night, and she said, "Babe, do you see that bright star up there? That's you. One day you're going to change the world. You're
wow.
a bright light."
Isn't that cool?
And yeah. So it still gets me a little choked up when I talk about it, you know, because as a parent, it doesn't even matter if you're a parent, but if you have the ability to speak light, speak love into people, because they will never forget it. And, you know, I believed in her and in those words, and I carried them with me to then build a multi-million-dollar global business where I get to inspire and impact thousands around the world. And I like to write books and give them away and talk to people about, you know, living their best life, no matter what happens. And I have been through a lot of hell and back, and like most people, but I'm very vulnerable with talking about my struggles and my pain, because I'm always passionate about moving through it so I can teach from it as well. So,
Well, we're going to ask you to do that today, by the way, do a little teaching, but
happy to,
so tell me also, and by the way, the book LOL is available on Amazon, and the next book, the newest one out, Gather, Together Women Change the World. Talk about this for a moment.
Yeah, you know, for a long time, I actually never had girlfriends and didn't even really like women. And then I was introduced to a company that was predominantly women, which meant I needed to be a leader of a lot of women. And I have three sons. So that was a bit of a challenge for me, I guess, a bit of me stepping outside of my comfort zone. But what I recognized was that I wasn't truly in love with myself. And it's hard to love others when you don't really love who you are. And I had been chasing so much significance and wanting to feel important and valued and titles. I was, you know, Miss Kansas team for a while and Mrs. Kansas, and held all those, had the crown, you know, to make myself feel like I was deserving and worthy. And so, you know, with women, you know, I guess I put off the aloofness of like, you know, I didn't really want women around in my world because they had hurt me. And of course, when I matured as a woman and as a leader, I recognized that we're all the same and everybody just wears a sign that says, "Make me feel important." And so as I would be faced with a woman who was maybe feeling insecure, and maybe she was reflecting that onto me. I recognized it wasn't about me, it was about her, and that she just needed love. It was a call for love, as Marianne Williamson has said before. You know, anytime our wounded child comes out, it's just a call and a cry for love. So when someone attacks us, don't take it personally. Just know they just need some love.
Yep.
So that's what the book's about. It's about women supporting women, and what can we do to change the stereotype of competing and comparing and blaming and judging. And listen, I don't get it perfect. You know, nobody does. And I've made mistakes in this arena, and I continually learn to grow from it. But that's what we're all here to do, is falling in love with, you know, progress, not perfection.
Yep.
So far it's helping a lot of women, which I'm happy about.
Well, our book, Gather, Together Women Change the World, also available on Amazon and places you buy books. Christy Dreiling joining us. Christy, don't go anywhere. When we come back, you are going to be the teacher. We're going to talk about fear versus faith and a whole lot more right here on Entrepreneur Weekly. Stay with us.
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Our guest today, my friend Christy Dreiling, a global leader for health and wellness, a beauty brand, and an author of a couple of books, LOL and Gather, Together Women Change the World. This is a woman that actually is changing the world by one smile at a time. One bit of love at a time, and using gratitude all the way that we were talking about in the first part of the show. All right, Christy, now it's time for you to teach faith versus fear. What do you have to say?
Yeah, you know, I've been through a lot of things in my life, as all of us have. You know, our fears, they bubble up and they come to the surface. And a lot of times when we get into these moments of fearful moments, whether, you know, especially right now, what everyone's going through, whether they're fearing, you know, where the next job's going to come from, or the next paycheck, or how they're going to keep the doors open when they do open back up, if they aren't opened yet. You know, a fear can take us over because it creates these stories, and we start telling ourselves these big, massive stories about what we think is going to happen or what could happen, the worst case scenario. But what I have learned on my journey, and I just got to share with you all, that it's so important for you just to have faith that everything that appears or seems to be negative is truly just a blessing in disguise, and that something more beautiful is around the corner. It's the law of polarity. So, you know, whatever might be really, really, really tough and hard, just know on the other side of that, something of equal or greater beauty is coming to you. And that has been true in every aspect of my life where I'm going through it. Like this last 5 years, Alan, I lost someone close to me every single year for 5 years.
Wow.
In a tragic accident. And then I moved across the country. Then I went through a divorce, all this stuff, right? And I lost one of my top leaders in Australia to cancer. And when you think it can't get any tougher, then you hear of somebody else's story who has it much tougher.
Right.
And you think, gosh, what a blessing. What a blessing. You know, I just got to use my test as my testimony to inspire other people.
Boy, ain't that the truth. So when you feel fear, where do you go to find your faith? I mean, do you jump into the Bible, or what do you do?
I'm a big meditator, and I draw on different healing modalities, and it may be the Bible, it may be Kabbalah, it may be just meditation and connection with divine source, which is, you know, I feel like meditation is a great time to shut up and listen to the downloads from the universe and God.
Right.
Prayer is when we're asking. And so I think so many people pray, which is fabulous. We should all pray for what, you know, ask and you shall receive. But when are we going to shut up to actually hear the messages so that we can change course if we need to change course, right? But if we're so into controlling the outcomes, listen, we think we're the captain of the ship, but we're not.
Yeah.
We're so far off course when we think we're the captain.
You know what's funny? I've heard it said like this. Prayer is when you're talking to God. Meditation is when you're listening. Because what is it? 46:10, I think, is be still and know that I am God, right? Being still, that's when you're meditating. That's when you're listening and you're acknowledging. So, I mean, this show, it's funny because here we are, entrepreneurs talking on Entrepreneur Radio, in essence. But a lot of these shows tend to come back to
the foundation of our life, which has to be, it has to be based in some sort of belief system, right? And the ultimate belief is, of course, to believe in your Father in heaven. It's starting there. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting, like today's show just accidentally happens to go there for both you and Tony, where gratitude, living in gratitude, you guys both do that. I do that. I'm so grateful to have this show. And then I find myself, you know, here talking to people about these principles of life that truly are, they're kind of like the cornerstones of before we start trying to go out there and make pizzas or whatever it is we do for our business, shoes or, you know, manufacturing, you got to have your kind of your, wow, your principles, you know, your virtues and values all in place. And you kind of have to have your mission statement down to, because otherwise you can be the best at anything. A guy, listen to this. I'll tell you a little story and then we have another break coming up. But a guy comes to my house the other day. I need some drywall work done. And he was so rude to me because I simply asked, what is the split between the materials and the labor? And he goes, well, we might as well just part ways right here because that's a bunch of BS. I don't need to, you know, if you're going to do that, blah, blah. And I looked at him and I went, man, I said, I'm your customer. Am I not allowed to ask you any questions? Do I just have to take whatever it is? He goes, I gave you a good price and blah, blah, blah. And I said, brother. This is not the way to do business. I said, I want you to do my work, but I want to like and respect the guy that's doing the work at my home. I said, if I don't respect you, you could be the best at whatever you do, but I don't want you inside my home. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I want to see that this man has virtues and values and principles. I don't care if he's the best, whatever it is in the world. If he's a cheater and a liar and a rotten SOB, I don't want him in the house. Yikes. So anyway, but you know what's funny? We hugged it out before it was all over.
I freaking love that on so many levels what you just said. It just hit home.
I said to him, I go, come here. I go, you need a hug. You need a hug. Come here. And I put my arm over his shoulder and I said, come on, let's go for a walk and talk about this. And you know what? He's doing the work for me. And he had a real, I don't know, thick shell. And he must have been hurt in his life. But anyway, that's our job, is to actually affect others in a positive way. And I feel like I did that. I feel like you do that. Christy Dreiling joining us. We're going to take a break and come back and talk about sacred contracts right after this. It's Entrepreneur Weekly.
Can't get enough of Entrepreneur Weekly? Check out our podcast on iTunes for even more content. Subscribe today.
Are you paying too much for business insurance? Do you have critical gaps in your coverage? Entrepreneur Insurance can help you find out. In 6 out of 10 policies, business owners are paying too much for property, general liability, or workers' comp insurance. Entrepreneur Insurance can help you identify ways to save and any gaps in coverage. Head to entrepreneur.com/insurance to complete the questionnaire and get a personalized quote. It's an easy way to find out if you're paying too much. Again, that's entrepreneur.com/insurance.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Today's guest, my friend, Christy Dreiling, global leader for a health and wellness beauty brand and author. And her books are on, you know, available online. Gather Together, Women Can Change the World, and LOL. And I certainly appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today. It's always fun to talk to you. All right, let's talk about sacred contracts.
Yeah. Oh, it's always so fun talking to you, Alan. We have so much fun. And laughter is, you know, such a key to youthful existence, I believe. So I love laughing here with all of you. Hopefully you all laughed at the beginning of this episode, too. I learned about a great book called Sacred Contracts by Carolyn Abyss, I think is her last name. Maybe Carolyn Miss. Maybe that sounds more correct. But I was going through a really challenging time with someone in my life. And I read this book. And ironically, one of my dear friends who had passed away, it was one of her favorite books, so she always encouraged me to read it. And I just never did until after she passed. And there was something in there that just changed my whole life forever. And basically, Carolyn shares that if you could imagine that, you know, before you ever come into this physical body, you have this conversation with God, you're up there, and God says to you, okay, so Alan, you're getting ready to go down there
right. Into
onto that planet, and you're going to be doing some work. You're going to have some challenges, some gifts and some hardship. But what do you really want to learn while you're down there, Alan? And you say, you know what? I really want to learn how to forgive people. And God says, all right, who loves Alan enough to be his greatest test, to challenge him on forgiveness? And then these people, these little souls show up and say, I will. I'll be his greatest test. I love him that much. And then they come down here and they become those challenges in our life.
That sounds like your children, your family.
Right.
Because the
right?
family's right? the hardest
one. And
it can
be anyone. It can be that father-in-law, that mother-in-law,
right,
that coworker.
Right.
That person driving the car that cuts you off.
Right.
And so when I learned this, it really changed everything for me and the way I actually looked at those souls that were a challenge for me, testing the personality aspects of myself that maybe were I needed to give attention to. And so it really did help me to see people differently. And that's why when you say, Chrissy, we see you, you know, with a smile on your face and you're happy, because I, you know, who wants to be the one that doesn't put a smile on people's face,
right.
You know?
No,
and I know that I have many people in my life right now say, well, you haven't put a smile on my face before, Chrissy. And I, you know, and if I'm aware of that, I will make it right. There was one time I actually put a post on Facebook and I said, if I have ever unintentionally or intentionally hurt you in any way, would you please message me and tell me so I can make my wrong a right? And I literally had two people reach out to me that I never would have known in a million years, ever would have guessed. I barely knew them, but they were people I did business with. And one had said that she felt like when she wasn't producing, I wasn't giving her attention and it really hurt her feelings. And another guy said something else. And it was beautiful. I was able to heal it and just soothe their hearts. And also, you know, it just shocked me. I just had no idea that I'd made a negative impact in their life. And it wasn't even about me. It was about, you know, I want to help another soul to heal this. So
All right. Was
pretty interesting.
No, it's good. All right. I got 1 minute for you to talk about the power of energy and trusting the process.
Okay. Yeah. So energy is everything, friends. So whatever you put your mind on is what you're going to bring forth to your life. So, you know what, just like, I love Tony talking about gratitude. You've got to be in gratitude and focusing on what you're grateful for. Like if I'm having a moment where the monkey mind takes over, I go on a gratitude hike. And I would spend the entire time just talking about, you know, just saying, I'm so grateful for, and I'll say names, experiences, people, past, present, future, everything until the hike is over. And I always feel better.
I notice you're hiking almost every day. All right. Trusting the process. Give me 30 seconds.
Okay. Yeah. So just trust. Trust whatever's coming to you, whatever's being thrown at you. It can be negative. It can be positive. But trust, there's always something more beautiful on the other side. If you're willing to stop resisting it, let go of control, surrender, and allow whatever needs to be taught to you so that you can learn the lessons and move on and grow into the best human you can on this life.
I love it. Author Gather, Together Women Can Change the World, also author of LOL. To her, it means lots of love. Chrissy Dreiling, where can people find you on the web?
Well, you know what, guys? Come find me on Instagram. That's okay. Where I like to spend a lot of time inspiring people. Chrissy Dreiling Beauty. On Instagram, and right. You can find me on Facebook too, but I play on Instagram more. So I'd love to meet you there.
Chrystydreiling, Dreiling. Chrissy, thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Thank
Have
you. Appreciate you. This song is perfect. Jesus just left Chicago from ZZ Top, and he's heading to your town. See you next week right here on Entrepreneur Weekly.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.